You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Ironman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We're waiting for training camps to open. We'll have full-blown coverage of that at SN, so wait for that. It'll be epic here as we lead into another fantastic NFL and fantasy football season. Here, we're trying to catch you up on the off-season storylines you need to know. We're going through all 32 teams. We're almost done with the NFC. We're at the NFC West. We've gone east to west. So if you missed any of the shows on the previous teams we've covered, we've gone in alphabetical order through the divisions. We started the West then with the Arizona Cardinals. Today's team is going to be the Los Angeles Rams. So the Super Bowl champions are in the spotlight today. The three biggest fantasy football questions facing them as they go into camp in the preseason. So looking forward to breaking down this team. A lot of offensive upside, as we know, and a lot of great assets here for fantasy football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available for you on all platforms. Now, let's dive right into the Rams, shall we? And how we've been doing this, if you missed this series or you need to go and catch up, we've been basically asking a question about the quarterback and the things around him. What's going on with the running game slash backfield receiving, and then going into the wide receivers and tight ends, the biggest question out of that core. So that's how we'll do it here with the Rams, and we'll start by saying, is Matthew Stafford again elite QB1 here in 2022? That's the question we want to know, and it's really hard to duplicate those big, prolific touchdown pass seasons. We've seen that. We also had a big number of interceptions from Matthew Stafford. He actually tied for the league highest there with the rookie first overall pick, Trevor Lawrence of the Jaguars. So the numbers were there. He put up the numbers a big time. They wanted to showcase his arm downfield. Sean McVay didn't hold back at all. And it didn't matter where they went in the offense. They had Robert Woods. Then they went to Odell Beckham Jr. Whatever they needed to do there, they got it done with different players. And Cooper Kupp had the historic season. We know Cooper Kupp had very good chemistry with Jared Goff. Well, it went to another level because Kupp was unleashed as more of a threat all over the field, red zone, downfield, wherever they needed him. His speed was more on display, catching the longer balls from Stafford and the arm strength there. So everything was kind of tapped into, and we know exactly why Sean McVay made this blockbuster trade. It paid off, giving up the multiple first-round picks. And you saw where it got the Rams. It got them to winning a Super Bowl, and Matthew Stafford playing a big part in that late, making a play there against the Bengals. So reality-wise, is a great move. Fantasy-wise, it was terrific. Stafford had never had that kind of a season. Even in Detroit, going back, he had the 40-touchdown season. So it had been a while. But to put together that type of season for that team on that level and delivering from where he was drafted, I think Matthew Stafford, when he had that early big season with the Lions and they made the playoffs and he had the 40 TD passes, there was a high expectations for him, where we had some expectations coming over with McVay, but we also saw that there were some limitations with Jared Goff. How much would they be a running team? But nope, they let Stafford loose, didn't worry about the mistakes all that much with the interceptions, and you saw the big results there. So Stafford getting a little bit older, he's reached the peak now, seen in a different light as a quarterback. In reality, fantasy has always put up the numbers, pretty consistent, but it's going to be extremely hard for him to finish again as a QB5 here, especially without running ability. We already know who the top three QBs are. We've talked about them quite a bit here. In some order, Josh Allen, the consensus number one. Then you're looking at Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes to some degree, then Lamar Jackson in his own tier. So we already have four quarterbacks. We feel pretty confident based on their throwing and running in the Jackson case, and much to a degree in the Allen case, are going to be in the top four. So who else can pop in there? You have Tom Brady. You got Aaron Rodgers working with different weapons. So those are guys to watch. And you have running quarterbacks you can look at a little bit more. How's Trey Lance going to function here in this division? And is he going to get a chance to get let loose as a runner and passer? So there's so many different guys you look at. Then there's a wild card of Deshaun Watson. Is he going to be out there for the Browns putting up numbers that we know he does when healthy and available and not in trouble off the field? When he's on the field, we know Deshaun Watson puts up big numbers. So there are a lot of different options there that you look at. It's hard to finish that high. Now, can Stafford keep up the numbers that are pretty reliable there, getting those 20-plus fantasy points when you're counting 6 points per touchdown? Yeah, I think he can get up there. I just think there's a lot of competition, and those guys that don't have the running floor tend to go up and down here. So I'm not saying Stafford is going to drop off too much. He's in too good of an offense with great weapons here. They traded in Robert Woods for then Odell Beckham Jr. and now for Allen Robinson. And there's a chance OBJ could still be back on the cheap here. But looking at it, the weapons are still pretty intact here. The running game still has enough question marks. We'll get into that in our second key question with the Rams. But Stafford, drop-off is going to be natural, but would I push him out of the QB1 range? Not right now. I mean, he's got too much of a history there with the Lions and the Rams. When he gets the volume, which he's going to get, and use his arm, that's going to be there. So Stafford, again, I don't think he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but a fantasy football player, he's been pretty solid over the years. And he's back at that status again, fully healthy, and doing what he needs for the Rams. Now, interesting, the Rams didn't invest too much behind him. They might be a little bit concerned about his wear a little bit, but John Wolford right now is the backup behind him. You have Bryce Perkins, a Virginia Tech product. He's the number three quarterback. So not any concerns about looking to replace Stafford playing at a high level. So every trust is in him, and they will let him throw as much as they would like to in a game with McVay related to helping their defense tee off on teams. So really like Stafford putting up the numbers, but again, it just may not be that top five finish. I'm still going to say it's a top 10 to 12 finish, and he'll be easily a QB1 here in 2022. All right, there's a look at the first key question. The second will center around the running game here for the Rams this season under Sean McVay, now without another offensive assistant there in Kevin O'Connell. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews and news, including the biggest stories and biggest leagues. And right now, what's in action? Major League Baseball. We just got done with the NBA and NHL. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors and the Colorado Avalanche. They're your champions, but there's a lot of baseball to be played. Great action there. Don't forget about combat sports as well. UFC, boxing, it's always coming around the corner. And golf. Golf now has a new element with LIV joining the PGA Tour. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports events. And that includes MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today. Use the mobile device to learn about the trends in action. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, it is time to continue the show looking at the three key questions surrounding the 2022 Los Angeles Rams fantasy football prospects. We knocked down the quarterback question with Matthew Stafford. Now let's turn to running back. The Rams lose Sonny Michel. He leaves in free agency to the Dolphins to give some depth in their new backfield, remix backfield with Chase Edmonds. Cam Akers, his backup now is Daryl Henderson. They picked up Kyren Williams. Remember him? He was a Notre Dame product. He was drafted by the Packers, didn't hang on there. But now he's out there. He's a guy that you're looking at as a rookie that they liked here. So you had Dexter Williams. He was the other back there. So another Williams out of Notre Dame here. And really looking at Kyren Williams and what he can do is kind of play well in a lot of various roles here. He can return, he can catch pass as well. So he's their third running back. And back in the picture is Jake Funk. Bring out the Funk. He's your number four on the depth chart. So Kyren Williams, Dexter Williams, a lot of Williams coming out of Notre Dame. But telling that they didn't add another veteran because Williams is young. Funk hasn't played much at all there. Henderson is your guy. And Henderson is off injured here. So if Henderson isn't the most reliable insurance policy, they must have some faith in Cam Akers being healthy. And that's how you have to deduce it here. And the Rams have wanted to give Cam Akers that big role. And keep in mind, that's what Sean McVay wants to do. Even Sonny Michel, he pushed to the limits last year with his usage because of necessity. But going back to Todd Gurley, he wants to give one guy the ball as much as possible, give the offense a lot of different looks, and not telegraph, okay, it's going to be running play, a power running play, anything like that. Akers is capable enough as a receiver. We know that was something he did really well at Florida State. So he just has to stay healthy. The numbers are there, and that could cut in a little to Stafford's value related to our question number one, that Akers could be trusted in the red zone and get those big touches. And we saw that Todd Gurley has put up some big numbers in this McVay offense. So that could be one thing. That's what you have with the touchdown regression. It's usually related to passing versus running. And I could definitely see the Rams running the ball a little bit more here. So I don't see Kyron Williams having too big of a role. Again, change of pace here and there. He might be a candidate to replace Henderson at some point with Henderson's injury issues. I think he's had more overall than Akers. Akers has had longer term, but Henderson has been nagging since he came into the league here, and we've hyped him up a little bit in the post-Todd Gurley world. It just hasn't quite opened up here for Henderson, so Akers is bound to get that opportunity. So he's a really nice investment now. People might be staying away from Akers because of the injury history, but you have an RB2 that can turn into an RB1. That's how special this offense is. I think they're going to do everything they can to get Akers up to full speed, fully healthy, and you might finally see that breakout season from a back that I think is extremely talented. This offensive line is still pretty good with Joe Noteboom holding down left tackle instead of Andrew Whitworth. So everything here, you're looking at the Rams and Akers. I really like that. So Stafford fade a little bit as a QB1. Akers bump up a little bit as an RB2 with some upside here. And again, if they were more concerned about the injury issues, they would not just say, okay, we're going to put Henderson behind him and then trust a rookie. And then Funk, who hasn't played much at all here. Fun name, but hasn't seen much real action for the Rams at all. So keep that in mind. They took some guys out of this backfield. So this is the one they're going with right now. So they have to have some confidence in Cam Akers here, having a key role for them. So again, we feel confident about that. There's MO on this McVay offense before. You lose Zach Taylor and Kevin O'Connell in not too separate years from each other. So this may be a little bit more control with what McVay wants to do. So maybe less opening it up in the offense and saying, look, we got a great defense. We're going to win a lot of games tight and tough here. We can put up a lead with our offense. Let's run to win. The old pass to score, run to win mentality. And McVay is a little bit old school. So I think that could definitely play here and play into the favor of Cam Akers. All right, that takes care of two key questions for Rams regarding Matthew Stafford, regarding Cam Akers. You know where we're going to go with their wide receiver core. It's going to revolve around one player, but Cooper Kupp needs help. Where is he going to get that help here in 2022? We'll dive into that in our final segment here on this edition of Locked On Fantasy Football. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer? Choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry, you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? You could buy a Honda Odyssey fuel pump for $353 from a chain store, or you could just pay $216 at Rock Auto. I've had to find hard parts for my Honda Accord, Ford C-Max. Yeah, they can be tough to find parts in other places. Rock Auto took care of me there. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. That includes me and you. They have everything you could need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. It's very easy. All you have to do is go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Find them at rockauto.com. All right, it is time to close the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Our look at the three key fantasy football questions surrounding the 2022 Los Angeles Rams. This is as they head to training camp later this month. Cooper Kupp, we know, is the absolute stud. He had a massive season as the wide receiver one, however you slice it and dice it. Standard, half point, full point PPR. He was the man all over the place and won a lot of leagues for a lot of people out there as a great value as a wide receiver two, borderline three here in 2022. Just for 2021, big explosion last year and untapped And the key opening it all was Matthew Stafford in that arm. So Cooper Kupp is given. He got a massive new contract. Him and Aaron Donald are getting paid as the team's two best players here this season. So everyone's happy. Now the big question is, who's going to feed off Cooper Kupp and have a big year? You have Allen Robinson. You have Van Jefferson. After them, it's not a lot. It's Bennett Skowronek. You have Tutu Atwell coming off a big injury there. It's a Louisville product. And Brandon Powell also hanging around on the step chart. So there's not a lot there between Skowronek, Atwell, and Powell. Jefferson is still finding his way. He finished as a wide receiver 43 last year. So well out of the wide receiver three. He's almost there. But does that mean he can jump up there without Odell Beckham Jr., without Robert Woods? No. It's going to line up pretty well here for Allen Robinson. Now, Robert Woods finished as a solid wide receiver too. He was 17 even in standard leagues last year. So you look at Robert Woods finishing there. Guess who's filling his role? Allen Robinson. Now, Robinson faded really hard with the Bears. He just wasn't interested in being that offense with Andy Dalton and then Justin Fields, and then kind of fell off and just knew that he wasn't going to return to Chicago and just wasn't interested in playing for them very much, fighting through an injury. So Darnell Mooney had his chance to break out. Well, Robinson just said, okay, this is the end of my Bears career. I need to move on here. Now, this was an interesting pickup. This was not the destination I thought you'd see Allen Robinson. I thought he might be a cheap replacement in hindsight there for Davante Adams, who's traded shockingly there. I thought the Packers might be proactive and get Robinson, but they didn't do that. So he ends up with the Rams as your replacement for Odell Beckham Jr. They just didn't trust him coming back from that knee injury. And they had Woods coming off the knee injury. So Woods is in a different place now as they moved on from him. Beckham is gone there, and Woods going on to the Titans there. Now, Robinson, again, I think he'll be motivated. He's wearing number one. That's always a good sign in his new team. And remember, he transitioned pretty well. He got disinterested in the Jaguars. He had that big 2015 season where Blake Bortles threw more than 30 touchdown passes. So he had that year, then he came disinterested, disillusioned. Then he got the big deal from the Bears, became a pro's pro, was all over the field, making plays for everyone, and was one of the most reliable fantasy football assets once again. And really, he had a longer-term success there coming off his injury time in Jacksonville to play at that high level and be very reliable in fantasy football. So that time can come again. So you feel good about Woods' history in this offense producing next to Akers. Odell also gives you some inspiration here. So Allen Robinson should make the smooth transition. I know he's a little bit older. This is his third team, but Kupp is also getting up there. They need to release the pressure on him a little bit and not put too much on his plate here to keep him in his prime for a couple more years here. So that's going to help Robinson quite a bit. So everything is there. I think Robinson, there's one thing that I think he does better than Robert Woods, and hold on for this. I think he's a better scoring wide receiver. He is a dominant force in the red zone if you need him. He had that big year with Jacksonville. They're scoring in bunches there as a Bortles favorite target inside the 10, and I think I can see that happen again here. So Kupp's touchdowns may drop a little bit. Robinson should see a bump up. I think he has a great chance to have double-digit touchdowns. I think he can be an absolute red zone force here for Matthew Stafford. A little bit like the Kenny Galladay, where he can stretch the field on the outside, also run the tough routes inside when needed, and then finish drives with his size and the catch radius and ability to go up the and get the ball over smaller defenders. So really like Allen Robinson this offense now as guy that's going to fill a lot of key targets here in the Woods Beckham kind of post situation here for the Rams. So it lines up really well for him to be productive. And Kupp's going to see a lot of attention, but Robinson used to be that guy. Remember, the Bears saw him get a ton of attention because he was the one veteran that everyone trusted until Mooney came along, and then Robinson kind of faded and didn't want to be a part of what the Bears were doing. So Jefferson, again, I don't see a big bump in his value. We saw this last year play out with the Woods and Beckham still there. Jefferson still can take advantage of that. So a lot of Kupp, a good chunk of Robinson here, and not much else in the receiving core there beyond Jefferson to really think they're going to have limited success here. So what I like about the Rams, they have a chance to streamline themselves. Stafford, pretty simple there. Akers maybe having a big role. Kupp and Robinson being the key mouth to feed, more of a committee after them with Jefferson, Skowronek, Tutu Atwell seeing a bigger role, a little bit of Tyler Higbee, and when they go to 12 personnel, a little bit of Kendall Blanton, who's now in the year two replacing Gerald Everett. So a lot of things to watch out there with the Rams. But again, these primary pass catchers, Kupp and Robinson, looking great shape here. So Robinson, again, a safe estimate is a wide receiver two, middle of the road. I think he can be one of the top wide receiver twos in a big rebound season here for Los Angeles. He needed a change of scenery. We saw it from Jacksonville to Chicago. I think he's going to get it again, Chicago to LA. So a lot of good positive vibes. You're the Super Bowl champs. You got Sean McVay. You lose O'Connell there, your offensive coordinator, but McVay is still running the show here. They love their personnel. It's made for fantasy here, where it's not too many mouths to feed, but just enough to make everyone happy and deliver some big numbers. And that's what we want to see from a lot of teams. Unfortunately, it's not as cut and dried with a lot of these teams, a little bit of ambiguity of where the ball's going to go, but not on the Rams. And we really appreciate that in Sean McVay. All right, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today as we broke down the three key questions surrounding the 2022 Los Angeles Rams. Now make your second listen to the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason, as we know here on Locked On Fantasy Football, doesn't equal break in the action. For Locked On Fantasy Football, for a look at the 2022 Rams, this has been Vinny Iyer. Stay tuned. Next show, we will look at the 49ers and their key fantasy football questions for the season. Check it out. If you miss any of the archives, we're all there for you. The three full divisions in the AFC, and we're almost through with the NFC West, and we'll turn our attention to the AFC. So don't worry, we'll get to all 32 teams here and look at their key questions before it's all said and done here as we dip into training camp later this month. For Locked On Fantasy Football, again, this has been Vinny Iyer. Check out my work at sportingnews.com to come here in camp. Have a great day, and check you out as we break down the 49ers.